If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Everybody has a story today. And Andy, since you're filling in for Kevin, you get to go first.
All right. Were you a fan of Saturday morning cartoons, particularly Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, I loved Scooby-Doo.
With a roar, Shaggy.
Because they go, ooh.
Exactly.
Because they got a dog.
Yeah, exactly. But it turns out right now, Scooby-Doo is a wanted dog. That's because someone dressed like the cartoon crime solver broke into a convenience store in Duncanville, Alabama. He was not interested in Scooby snacks. Nope, left those behind, opting only for cash and coins. So police are asking, Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Oh, no.
Oh,
how do we know it wasn't really Scooby?
I don't know.
Maybe it was a ghost.
Could have been a ghost.
So weren't they always high?
Wait, he was in a costume, right?
He was in a costume, yes.
Right?
Well, you know, they were always chasing a ghost. There was some
Velma was not high. Velma was the smart one.
Well, they all had...
Yeah, but the guy with Shaggy.
Yeah. Casey Kasem's voice, by the way.
Shaggy was?
Retrol. Yeah.
Casey Kasem.
And Velma had a girlfriend.
There was Daphne.
She never changed clothes.
Yeah, and what's the
Fred?
Chuck?
Fred?
Daphne
I think it was Fred.
Fred.
And they, you know, they rode around on the mystery machine, of course.
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for your stupid kids.
Exactly right. So police are warning the public not to do exactly what Steve just said. Don't throw a net over this crook or engage in 70s-style psychedelic chase scenes with groovy music and haunted amusement parks, abandoned mansions, or spooky swamps. Police still on the lookout for the man dressed as Scooby-Doo.
That was the best thing that happened to that department in a while.
Yes, it was.
What's your story, Steve?
Well, I have to admit that I am... Well, I'm just going to play a piece of music, and you can tell me who this is. I really don't know too much about her. Didn't she win a contest early on or something?
No, she was a kid who came out with a song called Blue. She was 13. I think it sold over 90 million copies. She became an instant star.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's singing at casinos now.
I know. But she's every bit as talented. It's just sad because you can't find... you can't find an audience for that music anymore.
Yeah, and I didn't mean it as a put-down, really. It's just kind of the arc of career
sometimes.
What music?
What do you mean?
Well,
like old country music, kind of, right?
Yeah, she's done some new music, but country radio doesn't play any of her new music. But so she's doing her old hits, and people don't want to go see music from, I don't know. We just played a commercial for Kansas, so they're going to see Kansas, and that's 50 years old.
So she was at the Skagit Casino Resort in Washington State singing that song. With the name of the song was, I don't know, but she's going to call it from now on the song When My Teeth Came Out.
Yeah, I think it's How Can I Live that she was doing, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, and her front teeth, she had a bridge, and they popped out mid-song.
That'll ruin your day.
And she said, so she said, I guess she grabbed them. She heard the pop. She knew what was going on. So she just left the stage, popped her teeth back in, and went back and continued the concert and handled it very well.
We now join the song already in progress.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what else are you going to do?
So, ask for adhesive.
She was asked about it herself. She posted something.
I was on stage in the middle of One Way Ticket. I feel something pop in my mouth. I've had a lot of dental surgeries. And I have a bridge in the front, and it fell out in the middle of my song. It was the most epic experience ever, to which I panicked and in the middle said, hold on, and ran to the side of the stage and put it back in, like popped it back in, and then just went on singing.
Yeah, you know, we all have to do that in life. You got to pop it back in and then go on singing.
Oh, you know, embarrassing. Somebody
said, they said that she was on Star Search. She was 8 years old when she was on Star Search.
Okay.
And then 13 when she released her first song, and the youngest person to ever win a Grammy.
Yeah, I
she's
do
really,
remember that.
She's,
now. Yeah,
she's really cool, but she was one of those kid stars that, you know, she was on the road by herself at age 13.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think the parents went with her all that much.
She sounds like she's very poised, and, you know, if you're singing casinos, you're still... Yeah, I always wonder about that, Lisa, like the people who are doing... community festivals and things like that, who, you know, used to fill arenas. Are they doing it because they need the money, or are they doing it because they need the stage?
Probably a little of both. And The situation with casinos is they pay really big money.
Do they?
The community festivals and county fairs don't, but those casinos are paying some dollars.
Because sometimes you'd see someone who's going to be at Ribfest, say, when there used to be a Ribfest, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
They were huge at one time. Are they doing this just because they can't give up the adulation or the stage or the performing, or do they need the cash?
I think it's both. I really do think it's both.
Well, she's got dental bills, but otherwise, I hope she's doing fine.
She's got to pay her bills.
She was a kid, and she's had a lot of dental work done over the years. She really has, and just life hasn't always been so good for her.
Yeah, I kind of remember that now. That she was one of those media darlings or tabloid darlings that was kind of crushed by that.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your story, Mary?
Okay, so this just intrigued me. So I was given blood the other day, and this story was actually from a few days ago. There's been a new blood type has been discovered. In Guadalupe, 68-year-old woman is the only known carrier of this new blood type. It's called Guada Negative, and the French blood establishment has named this new blood type. And the problem is, I mean, this poor woman, she's the only one with it. So if she needs blood, she can only give it to herself. Well, so they got to find another compatible. Did you do this story, Steve?
No, not at all.
Oh, so she's got to just find another. Yeah, I think it's really interesting because, we only know A, B, B, A, O is blood types. But apparently there's 48 different blood groups in the system. And this is the 48th.
So there's 47 others that just are very rare.
Well, I think a lot of them are 45 or 40, you can donate and all that. But the first blood type was actually ABO, and that was discovered in 1901 by an American biologist.
Many of us know our blood type on the show? Mary does because she donates.
Yep. B positive.
I do not. I have no idea.
Mine's A negative.
Really?
I don't know either.
I don't have any idea what mine is.
How can you not know your blood type?
Somebody asked me the other day. I'm like, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I have it in my wallet.
Crazy.
You have it in your wallet. Well, take it out. Take a look at it.
Well, it used to be very important. It used to be on birth certificates and all that. And, my kids once in a while ask me, Mom, what's my blood type? I'm like, how am I supposed to know?
I'm an A positive.
But.
Which kind of describes me.
I thought you said
me.
A negative.
I made that up.
Said you were negative.
I made that up. But now I'm an A positive, which is, that's kind of, hey, that's what you think of when you think of me, right? A positive.
Positive. A plus.
A positive human.
Yeah, A plus. I'm sorry, Mary, were you still talking?
I know, and I'm B positive.
So. Oh, how can you be?
Not quite there.
I want you to wake up every day and give us your blood type.
B positive. Oh, yeah, B positive. Oh, that's a good idea.
Thank you.
I like that. Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.